Take your Bibles, if you will. Again, turn to the book of Luke, where we have been for a number of months. Book of Luke, chapter 9. And if you would, let's stand together as we read, beginning at verse 10. And the apostles, when they were returned, told him all that they had done. And he took them and went aside privately into a desert place belonging to the city called Bethsaida. And the people, when they knew it, followed him. And he received them and spake unto them of the kingdom of God and healed them that had need of healing. And when the day began to wear away, then came the 12 and said unto him, send the multitude away, that they may go into the towns and country round about and lodge and get victuals, for we are here in a desert place. And he said unto them, give ye them to eat. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so very much for your love, for your commitment to us. Lord, we ask that you would bless the Covenant Baptist Church. And Lord, we think of those around the world who, because of their faith in Christ, are being persecuted. We ask, Lord, that you would protect them today. Give them strength to stand tall. But Lord, may we be given strength to stand tall. Give us a love, Lord, that burns. Give us a desire to serve you. And we ask, Lord, this in Jesus' holy and precious name. Amen. Thank you, and you may be seated. Verse 10, the apostles have returned. You do remember up in verse 2, we looked at this last week. Jesus was going to send them forth, and he told them to go basically without any provisions, just simply go. Don't go with food, don't go with money, don't go with extra coat, don't take a staff or a purse, go. And you will be provided for. And so the apostles have returned. And remember last week I asked you to name the apostles, and there was Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother and James and John the sons of Zebedee. There was Philip and Bartholomew and Thomas, Matthew the publican, James the son of Alphaeus. There was Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot. And the 12 have come back, and they're excited, probably like children after Christmas break. And as the children gather around their teacher and want to tell them all the things that happened, we find that they have come back to Jesus and are reporting what was accomplished during this time of evangelism. And after the report, we find also there in verse 10 that he was going to take them aside privately. Through the years, during the time in which my dad was pastor here, and I've continued it, we have had many pastors' meetings where we have called for pastors to come and to minister one to another, and we'll have two or three or four men speak, and there might be special music, and of course, there's always pizza. And it's a time for pastors just to get away and just to relax a little bit amongst fellow pastors, to let their hair hang down, as it were, to let them just be able to maybe cry on another's shoulder or to get some much-needed spiritual help. And how important it is that we that are in the Lord's work, and that includes all of us, that we take time to be with the Lord. Individually, but as a group, We gain strength in seeing that there are others that are desiring to serve the Lord, that are willing to come and give of their time. You know, it's quite easy to gather a group of people to come over and to watch a football game or a hockey game or to watch something or to come for a birthday party or some anniversary gathering or to go to a wedding. But sometimes it's very difficult to get people to come to the house of God. But we see that he took them to a city or to an area that was near Bethsaida. Bethsaida meaning house of fishing. House of fishing. It is believed that there was more than one place called by this name. One was a community on the seashore that was a part of the city of Capernaum. And this one was a village on the northeast side of the Sea of Tiberias, also known as the Sea of Galilee. Mark 6:31 records this incident saying, he said unto them, come ye yourselves apart and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. Someone told me the other day they had forgotten to eat lunch. I have never heard of anything so stupid in all my life. I'll be honest with you, as soon as I've had breakfast, I begin thinking about lunch. Anybody like that? Six of us. Have you ever forgotten to eat lunch? Wow. I wish I was like you. Wow. But they were so busy that they didn't even have time to eat. Amazing. But Jesus says, come apart and rest a while. Reverend Robert Lee writes about the importance of workers or those in trouble getting alone with the Lord. You know, I think we need to get alone with the Lord. There are times in which we need to just simply turn off the noise and read from the Word of God. There are times in which we need to talk to the Lord. And I mean verbally. Go ahead and talk to the Lord. Take your dogs for a walk and talk to the Lord. The dog will think you're talking to him and be happy about it. But talk to the Lord. There can be sorrow because of bereavement or loss. There can be loneliness after finishing a task for the Lord. There can be a need to recharge and re-energize our spiritual batteries, having made a stand for the Lord and His work. And you look through the Word of God and you'll see that where men or women needed to come away after a great victory. Because oftentimes it was after the victory that defeat came, because they were worn out. Now in your mind's eye, and I know sometimes it's hard to have an imagination today because we are entertained with so many things on television and we have so many things that are visual in front of us, but I want you in your mind's eye to see Jesus and the disciples and the people that are coming. He has taken them aside so that they can get apart and the people. Oh, the ministry is about people. And I tell you what, we would love to see more respond to the invitation to come. But there are so many things going on in today's world that take people away from the house of God. But in your mind's eye, see Jesus and the disciples as they discuss what has happened. They've come back from the surrounding cities and they're reporting to Jesus. And he's leading them away, slowly, away from the people. And yet, not all of them. Because verse 11 says, and the people, they start to follow him. Do you think it's important that people know about Jesus? And it says, and the people. When Jesus saw them, the book of Mark tells us, he had compassion on them. Here it says that he's receiving them. Aren't you glad that Jesus didn't say, oh no, here they come again. But aren't you glad when he saw them, he had compassion? You know what that tells me? That Jesus has compassion on us. And that when he says in the book of Matthew, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He wants to give you rest because he has compassion on us. It says, and the people, when they knew it, knew that Jesus was near and wanted to be near him. You know, that's a good idea. The Bible tells us where two or three are gathered together in his name, what? He is in the midst. So when we are gathering tonight to worship the Lord, to sing songs, and we are going to the book of 1 Samuel, and we're talking about David, when we are here tonight, the Lord will be in the midst. And if you want to be near the Lord, you ought to come and be here. It says, and the people, when they knew it, followed him. Brother Mark, I appreciated the words you had to say about that verse there in Ephesians. I believe it's good to sing. I enjoy singing. Sometimes I sing off key. Sometimes I sing false soprano. Soprano drives my wife nuts. But I think it's good to sing. And one of the songs in our songbook is called Follow On. It says, down in the valley with my Savior I would go, where the flowers are blooming and the sweet waters flow. Everywhere he leads me, I would follow, follow on, walking in his footsteps till the crown be won. We need to follow our Lord. And we find here that the people, when they knew it, followed him. Verse 11 says, and the people, when they knew it, followed him, and he received them. He welcomed them. He said, come. John chapter 14 says, in my Father's house are many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Revelation 3:20 says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. Again, the people knew, they followed, and he spake unto them, and he healed them. Those that were in need of healing. There are some of you today who need healing. And I'm not talking about physical healing. Some of us need physical healing, but some of us need emotional healing. Some of us need spiritual healing. We need to come to the Lord, for he will do this. Let's begin reading at verse 12, if you would, please. Verse 12. And when the day began to wear away, do you ever have one of those really good days and you wished it would just go on and on and on? It says here, and the day began to wear away. Then came the 12 and said unto him, send the multitude away, that they may go into the towns and country round about and lodge and get victuals, for we are here in a desert place. But he said unto them, give ye them to eat. And they said, we have no more but 5 loaves and 2 fishes, except we should go and buy meat for all this people. For there were about 5,000 men. I was asking Pastor Stephen today if there were 5,000, not today, I guess it was Friday. I asked him, if there were 5,000 men, how many people were there in full? Now, he was of the opinion that women would have been at home, and mainly their children, and maybe there was only 7,000 or 8,000 people. Am I about right what you thought? 7,000 to 8,000. He's wrong. You know how I know that? Because my dad told me that there would be twice as many women. Because there's always more women than men. So if there were 5,000 men, that's 10,000 women. That blows his theory out of the water. And if there are 15,000 men and women, how many children are there? They had a lot bigger families then than we do today. I'm going to say, let's just be conservative on this, that there were at least 20,000 children. That's 35,000 people. Now, how many of you think there were 7,000 or 8,000 people? Raise your hand. Three of you. How many of you think there were 35,000 people? Raise your hand. Yeah, right. Very good. At least, huh? But whatever there were, okay, if he's right in heaven, he's going to come up and say, I told you. Whatever there were 5,000 men for sure, right? The Bible says there were about 5,000 men. That's a lot of food. We're going over here to Mansfield, Ohio, and there's going to be 800 plus men there. And it's what I like about being there at the men's conference, all the bathrooms are men's rooms. You know what I like also? They're going to have a pizza buffet time. Smorgasbord. You know what they do? They call every pizza place in Mansfield and order pizzas. Every one of them. And then they'll have enough pizza there for us all to get sick on. But they're going to feed us. We're going to have a super breakfast. We're going to have the pizza, and they'll give us snacks. You know, the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. Yeah. They're going to feed them. Can you imagine needing to feed 5,000 men plus the women and children? You see the scheme of human reasoning, send the multitude away. Send them away. The disciples had nothing to eat. Well, I mean, where were they going to get enough food for all these people? They were in a desert place. The time is late. Now, in your mind, can you see this? Jesus and the 12 disciples, and he says, give them to eat, and they're all around him saying, what are we going to feed them? We only have five loaves and two fishes that Andrew took from that boy over there. You know the story. And the only other way to feed them was to go over to the local Walmart. And would they have had enough food to feed 18,000 people? Would they have had it? But we're going to see that there's compassion. Let's begin reading at verse 14 again. And he said to his disciples, make them sit down by 50s in a company. And they did so and made them to sit down. Jesus said, give them to eat. It was a test. It was a test to see what they would say. It was a test for them to say, well, Lord, what are you going to do about this? How many loaves have you? What's the solution, guys? Then he said to them, once he had them worried long enough, make them sit down. May I say this, be obedient to God's word, even when it doesn't make sense to you. Even when it doesn't make sense to you. There are so many things the Bible declares that we need to do, and quite often we question it, and we look at it through the eyes of man, and we say, I can't do that. Lord, you can't do that. But Lord, when the Lord gives you a project to do and it doesn't make sense, go ahead and do it anyways. In verse 16, let's see what an almighty God can do. For Jesus is God. And it says in verse 16, then he took the five loaves and the two fishes. And may I say this, God can use what you have if you're willing to let him use it. And when he took the five loaves and the two fishes and looking up to heaven, he blessed them. Notice. And break and gave to the disciples to set before the multitude. He looked up to heaven. The book of James chapter 1 verse 17 says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights. He blessed the available food, the five loaves and the two fishes, and he gave. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad we have a giving God, a giving Savior, a giving Lord? It's His nature to be giving. Now, I know that there are some people who will give you the proverbial shirt off their back. There are people like that. They are by nature givers, and there are other people that will take their shirt off their back even though they don't need it, because there are takers. There are givers and there are takers. Our Lord is a giver. He gives to you salvation if you will accept it. But remember this, He will not cram it down your throat. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. Notice verse 17. And they did eat and were all filled, and there was taken up of fragments that remained to them 12 baskets. They did eat. The food was edible. It was bread. Don't you love good bread? Do I hear an amen on that? I love good bread. I don't like that bread that sticks to the roof of your mouth. But I love good bread. And I'm going to say this, that those fish didn't taste fishy. Those fish taste good. I've been fishing twice in my life. Two times. The one time we caught so many fish, we probably left them there. Should have left them there. When I got home, my mother made me take them out and bury them. I guess she felt sorry for them. The other time, we didn't catch anything. And I've never gone back. My wife has begged me, pleaded with me, said, please take me fishing. I've told her, go ahead, go fishing. I'm not stopping you. Will one of you take my wife fishing, please? She likes to fish. They did eat. Mark tells us that they all did eat. Every one of them. 5,000 men plus whoever else was there. They all ate. How long would it take to feed or get food to 5,000 people? I'm going to ask you a question. How many of you have been to a wedding reception or a sports banquet and they let you go by table one by one by one? How many of you have been to someplace like that? How many of you have ever been to the last table? Downstairs. That we do that? You have to sing a song before you can go to the line. Yes. How many of you have ever been at one where they just brought the food out to your table individually? Yeah, and you're still the last table. You try to figure out where are they going to begin. And you can be right. But oh, you can be wrong. But what's the best thing about bread? It gets to you long before you get the bread. The aroma. Oh, isn't there something about the aroma? Ah, oh, it's better than the smell of coffee. Can you imagine you're watching the bread being passed out? Someone has said they only had 5 loaves and 2 fishes, and there, some people are worried they're going to run out before they get to me. We had donuts last week as part of the church's anniversary celebration after the evening service. And my apologies, I only ordered 12 of the sour cream. Or sour, what was that? Sour cream glazed? And Brother Watke, by the time I got up to the line, it was gone. So I didn't have a donut. I just figured if I can't have what I want, I'm not going to eat anything. You say, Pastor Paul, that was stupid. I've been stupid before. Yes. But we find that there were those that were waiting, and there was enough for everybody. They all did eat, and they were filled. They were filled. You ever been over here to the Golden Corral? Who hasn't been over here to the Golden Corral? You've never been to the Golden Corral. I'm sorry. You know, for a buffet, they are really good. You get their pot roast. That's good eating, folks. Yes. Who'd like to take me to the Golden Corral today? Yeah. Yes, yes. And they were filled. And there was leftovers. 12 baskets. Here's the question. 12 disciples, feed them. Uh-oh, what are we going to do? 12 baskets. Where do you think the 12 baskets went? To the disciples? I think they went to the disciples. I think Jesus took each... Where did the baskets come from? I don't know where the baskets came from. You know, did someone carry a bunch of baskets around with them? I don't know. You know, I think it tells us the Lord is able to take care of us. But I believe he takes care of those who are serving him. See, I don't think if you don't serve the Lord and you're not part of his work and you're not part in any part of the work of God, don't expect him to take care of you. I believe he takes care of those who love him. He offers salvation to all. But I think he's willing to help those who love him. And that he will provide for those who serve him. It always angers me when someone says, well, I tried God for a week or 2 weeks or a month and nothing happened. Why should God bless that? But I think when we give our lives to the Lord and we serve him faithfully, he will provide. Shall we stand together? What was the one thing that man most needed? Salvation. And did not the Lord provide a way of salvation? See, Jesus Christ came that we might have eternal life through Jesus Christ. He paid the price. He entered into the slave market of sin, and he paid our ransom by the shedding of his blood. He gives us the unspeakable gift. But we must be willing to accept it. He will not force you to take the gift. But if we are willing to take it, he will provide all that we need. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you would bless the song we're about to sing. But Lord, we pray more that you would bless that person that needs to come to know thee as Savior. And Lord, we may have people amongst us today that have never made that commitment. May it be today. And Lord, we pray for those who are going through difficult times that you would have your hand upon them. Give them strength and encouragement. And Lord, we pray that your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.